I know when to replace the filter.
Over here is the filter life indicator, which shows numbers from 0 to 9999. When it reaches 9999, you'll want to order a new filter and replace it. To replace the filter on your Melody, we'll need to turn the machine around to access the back. I'm tracing with my finger the outline of the filter housing door on the right side of the machine. On the side, you'll notice four raised plastic ridges. This is where you'll press in to release the lock to open the door. And the door comes completely off. We'll set that down. You'll notice there's a styrofoam piece that comes to hold the filter secure during shipping. We'll take that piece out. And this is a spring-loaded mechanism, so two or three fingers on the top, give it a good firm press down, and pull out. And it's that easy to get out. So this is the filter replacement box. Let's open it up and take the replacement filter out. It comes in a plastic bag. We'll remove it from the plastic bag. And you'll notice on both ends white caps covering the ends of the filter. And these have to be taken off before you can install. To replace the filter, we just reverse the operation by putting the nipple into the fitting on the base, depressing to activate the spring-loaded mechanism, and reseating the filter into the fitting at the top. It will slowly release the spring tension. You want to wiggle it back and forth to make sure you've got a nice tight fit so you'll have no water leaks. Then you can replace your styrofoam piece. And lastly, we'll want to reset the filter life indicator on the front panel by depressing the reset button right above the filter housing. You press it down and hold it for 5 seconds. And then we're set to replace the door by placing the prongs into the slots and snapping it shut.
And Jay, what do I do if I need to replace the fuse?
Well, that's simple too, Katira. As a matter of fact, the little plastic bag with the reagent kit came with an extra fuse. Let me show you how to do that.
Great.
We begin by unscrewing the fuse holder on the back of the machine located directly under the on-off power switch. Gently pull it out, remove the old fuse, replace the new fuse, put it back into the hole, and re-thread it, making sure it's nice and tight. Don't over-tighten it. And it's that easy. Make sure the power's off before you do this and the cord is unplugged. If you have any further questions on the use of your Jupiter ionizer, or troubleshooting questions, or its 2-year warranty, please refer back to any section of this video or the really wonderful detailed manual.
Okay. Well, that concludes this, and thank you for being guests in my home. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and will give you lots of information how to make best use, and how to take care of this beautiful purchase you made. Thank you.